civil society and development practitioners. Change attitudes amongst those perpetrating the practice, create attitudinal change amongst parents, young people, communities, law enforcement agencies, religious authorities, and other community leaders amongst others through continuous education and sensitization programs. Changing attitudes includes identifying and addressing factors that enable people to engage in the practice. Design and support programs that have the best interests of girls at the core. These should focus on preventing and addressing the needs of already married girls. Recognize that girls who have endured the effects are being left behind in the effort to reduce numbers and ensure prevention. Programs are needed to ensure the overall well-being of these girls, of their children, and in developing their abilities for greater economic and social security. Social protection programs should also factor in these needs. Engage girls to ensure their agency. Create an enabling environment at all levels, including within the family and at the community, that ensures the creation and access to educational opportunities, including vocational and skills training, the creation of economic opportunities, and the creation of supportive and respectful family, community, and school environments. Effectively engage all adult actors that help perpetuate the practice. Ensure engagements with religious and traditional leaders are undertaken within a rights framework that ensure bringing in progressive interpretations to counter regressive ideas. Ensure engagement to develop strategies for prevention, detection, and protection, and address the root causes of CEFM, including poverty, gender inequality, disempowerment, and patriarchy.